Today, students from 1,500 schools coast to coast are making their way to class on foot or bicycle. Organizers hope National Bike to School Day draws attention to the need for safer routes for kids and the importance of getting them more physically active. Maryland Avenue Montessori on Milwaukee's bustling east side is one of the schools getting in the act this morning as parents and students form walking and biking caravans. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz met up with 1 9-year-old and her dad, for whom getting to school on two wheels is already routine.
It's just another morning commute for fourth grader Chloe Lou Miller. She's making the mile trek through the UWM neighborhood to school on her newest bike. Chloe is already on her third cycle, and that's not counting the tricycle she barely remembers. Chloe sticks to the sidewalk, while her dad, Joe, pedals just off her left shoulder on the street. He talks his daughter through every intersection as cars emerge from driveways and coaches her as she maneuvers an unexpected obstacle, a pile of overturned garbage carts in the front of an apartment building. Safely on school grounds, her dad locks up Chloe's bike, winding a long, flexible cable through its frame. She takes a few minutes to chat before rocketing into school, where she says her favorite subjects are math and school. She can't remember when she started traveling al fresco with her dad. He reminds her.
I used to ride her to kindergarten every day.
Through the years, Joe figured temperatures above 20 degrees and not too much wind indicated suitable biking conditions.
She would get, you know, her full snowsuit on, her neck gaiter on, her hat, her helmet, her big mittens, and we'd go.
Yeah. Remember that?
No, I don't really remember that.
Chloe still occasionally jumps aboard her dad's bike, equipped with a spare slot for a kid at the rear, extra handlebars, and spiffy wooden footrests.
I ride on both, so when we have time and I wake up early, I can ride on my own bike.
She admits to occasional jitters when traffic is brisk.
Sometimes when you're on a street and there's like cars coming like both directions and then there's a stop sign, there's no traffic lights and stuff, that sometimes is like gets kind of nervous.
His daughter delivered to her classroom. Joe Miller admits his heart did temporarily jump to his throat the first time Chloe moved from being passenger to her own wheels.
I definitely still thought it was awesome.
Miller avoids busier streets on their commute and says the key is to teach kids the do's and don'ts of cycling. In Milwaukee, that means riding on the sidewalk until age 11.
Kids have to be on the sidewalk. I think that's perfect. I think that when kids understand that like every single driveway is a potential hazard and they just learn to look, I'm always talking to Chloe about, you know, not only is it good for you, your body, you know, just the exercise. And I also think that the more people are out there biking, the more other people are inclined to say, yeah, I should ride my bike.
This is Trisha Zippel.
Parent Trisha Zippel shares Miller's enthusiasm. Toddler in tow, she's been helping set up healthy snacks and stickers for bike to school.
The kids have all been making posters. They're going to carry signs if they're walking in. Kids will hopefully put signs on their bikes to bike in, and there'll be a big celebration here when they get here.
Zippel also helped line up a bicycle driver's education class that will launch later this spring at Maryland Ave. She wants the movement to take hold at her kids' school.
A lot of parents drop their kids off that, you know, could be biking more, like myself.
Joe Miller urges Zippel to give herself a break. While he and his wife are busy juggling the schedule of one fourth grader, beyond the toddler she's toting, Zippel has four young daughters enrolled at Maryland Montessori. That's an unwieldy group to convoy. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.